पंचाविहारी जय गोपीजनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन तमोनतिरवनचारि यमुना तीरवनचारि जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि जय गोपीजनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारि जय गोपीजनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारि जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गौरम की वृंदावन मित्र धाम की मायापुर नवदेव धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंद कलिग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट 5। नारद उवाच भिक्षुभिर् विप्रवसिते विज्ञानादेष्टुभिर् मम वर्तमानो वयस्याद्ये तत एतत् अकारशम्। नारद उवाच भिक्षुभिर्विप्रवसिते विज्ञानादेष्टुभिर्मम वर्तमानो वयस्याद्ये तत एतद् अकारशम्। नारद उवाच भिक्षुभिर्विप्रवसिते विज्ञानाद्रेष्टुर्भिर्मम वर्तमानो वयस्याद्ये तत एतद् अकारशम्। So we'll read word to word meaning. Narada vacha. Sri Narada said, Bhikshubhi, by the great sages, Vipravasite, having departed for other places, Vijnana, scientific knowledge, scientific spiritual knowledge, adeshtrubhir, those who imparted unto me, mama, mine, vartamana, present, vayasi adhe, before this life, tata, thereafter, etat, this much, akarasham, perform. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Narada said, the great sages who had imparted scientific knowledge of transcendence to me departed for other places, and I had to pass my life in this way. Purport. In his previous life, when Naradji was impregnated with spiritual knowledge by the grace of the great sages, there was a tangible change in his life. although he was only a boy of 5 years. That is an important symptom visible after initiation by the bona fide spiritual master. Actual association of devotees brings about a quick change in life for spiritual realization. How it so acted upon the previous life of Sri Narada Muni is described by and by in this chapter. Hare Krishna. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilita Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobheshtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the conversation between Sri Narada Muni and Vyasadeva. And as you have been hearing, this very, very wonderful interaction between Srila Narada Muni and Srila Vyasadeva. And in fact, 2 days before, when I was hearing His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu, and he was very wonderfully explaining about the journey of Narada Muni, and even I was meditating on the similar points, that how Srila Narada Muni had his journey in his previous life, and how when a soul, sincere soul, is seeking the higher truths, trying to understand what is the ultimate source, what is the supreme absolute truth. So then there is a lot of struggle. It's not easy. And how Srila Narada Muni, in his previous life, he was traveling through various places. Although he was a small child, but still he had decided to take that journey. And we can see that how the sincere souls, those who are searching for the ultimate goal of life, what is the highest truth, they also go through similar journey. Various obstacles may come, but still one has to be determined to achieve the goal. And here we can see that how Srila Narada Muni, he is narrating his own example. And this kind of example, giving one's own example, how I came to Krishna consciousness, how I came to this path, is not something like One is bragging himself that I am something better and how, look at me, how I have reached to this place, path, to this stage, and you are still a neophyte, you have to just surrender unto me. If you go more deeper between the interaction between Srila Narada Muni and Srila Vyasadeva, we can understand that it was a serious discussion. It was not just trying to prove that I am better than you. It's a very cultural interaction. So there is a lot of culture we can understand from this discussion. Srila Vyasadeva was also very elevated soul. He was also not an ordinary person. He had written Vedas. He had given the service of dividing the Vedas to his disciples. They had done a great service. He had written Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata, Upanishads, and so many accomplishments in his feather or in his crown. And it is seen that still he was unsatisfied. There was still something vacancy in his heart, in spite of having so much knowledge. And we can see that he was a Trikaladnya. He was not an ordinary person. He was able to see past, present and future. Many times people want to understand what is my future. And very curious, going various places and trying to understand what will happen to me and all that. But here, in fact, it is better not to understand what is our future. Because one will get bewildered. Here, Srila Vyasadeva, he was able to see in the future what we see presently, the Kali Yuga, is nothing. He had gone far ahead and he had seen what is going to happen in the advanced stage of Kali Yuga. That was his vision. I mean, he could see in so much in the future. And I'm sure he must have seen so many things, disturbing things. People are fighting, quarreling, killing each other, killing animals, and so many things. So he was very disturbed by such kind of visions. Because the compassionate soul, he doesn't like to see other jivas suffering. And they try to help them. They try to do something which will help them in the future. And that's what he was trying to do. Maya mugdha jiv nahi sata krishna nya. Jivera krupa kaila krishna veda puran. Vyasadeva, he had a tremendous compassion that he saw that maya mugdha jiv, the jiva, is what has happened to that spirit soul. He has become maya mugdha, bewildered by the material energy. The bodily conception of life is making one very deeply attached to this material world. The basic foundation of attachment in this material world is the bodily conception of life. Misunderstanding ourselves to be this material body and trying to do everything for this material body, thinking that this is all in all, or sometimes to the extensions of the material body. It can manifest in the form of relatives, society, nation, international, various ways it can manifest. And when one gets all that, then it is very difficult to come out of it, to understand that there is something higher than this. And that is the basic fundamental understanding one should have, to get the higher knowledge, to understand that there is some higher reality than this gross material physical world. And Srila Vyasadeva, he saw that if jivas are so much bewildered in this material world, then what is the hope for them? There is no hope for them. Kali Yuga is actually a good opportunity to perfect one's life, to take the process of Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting the holy name, hearing in the association of devotees. It's not difficult that way. But the material energy is so powerful, even the simplest things it can make difficult. And therefore it requires tremendous humility to accept the simplest process. Otherwise one will think that, oh, what is this? What will happen by this chanting? What will happen just by hearing Bhagavatam every day? One will start losing the faith. But it is a simple process, because Kali Yuga Lord knows that we cannot do so many austerities and tapasya and give charities, yajnas. So the Lord has made the process very simple. Prabhupada also says that Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple. It's not difficult. So here Vyasadeva was sitting in the early morning on the banks of Saraswati at Shamnapras, and having so much anxiety, kind of depression, despondent completely. And we can see that although he had so much knowledge, but still he was feeling something I'm lacking. And another example, I'll give these three examples. Srila Narad Muni and Srila Vyasadeva, Krishna and Arjun, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. These three interactions I've been meditating. How the interaction between Guru and disciple, and how the transformations have happened. So he was having that anxiety. He was not able to understand what is the higher thing. And he was sitting. So that time, Srila Narad Muni came. Because Srila Narad Muni is a transcendental spaceman, as Srila Prabhupada says. He is also Trikalagna. He also knows past, present, future. A tremendously advanced devotee. Lord Krishna himself glorifies Devarshinamcha Narada. Even he glorifies Vyasadeva. Muninam Apya Vyasa. Both of them have been glorified in Bhagavad Gita. But still Srila Vyasadeva had that bewilderment, that anxiety. And here Narad Muni comes. And how he comes, that's also a big mystery. In fact, at the transcendental level it is not a mystery. They can understand. At the material level we will see that how he came at this point, exactly understood him. But Srila Narad Muni is a very elevated soul. He understands that who is seeking who is trying to search the ultimate truth? Who is that sincere soul who needs guidance at this time? Who needs that connection? And it is the transcendental arrangement of the Lord. He sends his bona fide representatives. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanichi Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lakadichi. That when the Jiva is wandering in this material universe, in the Brahmanda, going up and down, and when he develops that desire to understand that now it is enough. This birth, old age, disease and death is enough now. Now I want to perfect my life. That time the Supreme Lord sends his bona fide representative. And if the disciple is fortunate to understand that yes, it is a great arrangement. Lord has made a big arrangement in my life. Otherwise, what is the hope for me? He detected that kind of, some kind of sincerity and connected with me with such kind of wonderful devotees and organization. Prabhupada's books. So, Lord has played his part. He has brought us to this process. He has sent Guru also. Now it is our responsibility to take the process more serious. Because Guru will not be there every time behind you. Are you chanting or not? Are you doing your sadhana properly or not? It is ultimately our sincerity, our endeavors that will please the Supreme Lord and Guru also. So when Srila Narad Muni has come on this, at this place, he understood that there is some kind of misunderstanding, or he is having this kind of doubts in his mind. He's searching for the higher truths. He's not able to exactly understand what is the solution. Through his meditation, he came to a certain level of understanding that maybe I have not glorified the Supreme Lord. He came to that understanding. But he didn't know that that is the exact solution. Somebody has to confirm that. Because through his, when sometimes the mind is going through various phases, trying to understand what is the solution, why this problem, why that problem, we go through a lot of mental struggle and all. But sometimes the solution may be very simple. Somebody has to tell that you do this. This is a final thing. This is, you don't have to worry so much. And therefore we see in today's life, today's age, there are so many life coaches. People are having that kind of bewilderment in their lives. How to handle my career? So much fame, name. How to handle my finance? So much people are like around me to exploit. How to safeguard against so many things. So they need some kind of life coaches for their personal lives, their other professional lives also, whom they can trust that this person will not exploit me. And that is also difficult in today's time. To get a very trusted person is very difficult, right? And people are very innocent. Sometimes they put innocently faith in anybody and everybody. And sometimes they get cheated and all. Even in spirituality, we have met so many people who have been, they went to so many other places and they just had such bitter experiences that they had been really very badly cheated by so-called big gurus. So, to give this knowledge in a very transparent way, in a very honest way, in a very transparent way, and to receive also that knowledge in that way, one has to be really very fortunate. One has to be really very, very humble and simple to understand that this is the greatest mercy coming to me. And here, Srila Narad Muni has come here not to increase his followers. That was not his agenda. He has many disciples. And sometimes he gets bad experience also. Daksha, Prajapati. When he tried to elevate his sons, Haryashwas and... So they were... He was cursed, in fact. Narad Srila Narad Muni, he was trying to help them. That, oh, you are such nice, wonderful youths. Practice Brahmacharya for some time. Right? That is a good age to practice, because it is necessary in the beginning of one's life, one controls senses, understand the basic values in the life, builds the character on that foundation, then one can lead a very moral life, responsible life. And people are, in today's age, they are unaware of such kind of things. And Srila Prabhupada, at one place, he explains that there are so many problems in this material world. And these problems can be solved if boys are trained into celibacy and girls are trained into chastity. If these two things are taken care, then lot of social problems can be solved. So this is a sutra. Gurus, spiritual masters, they have that kind of, these kind of values, they have the foundation. If one can meditate on that, one can practice, explore more, one will get a different understanding. So Narad Muni also sometimes get cursed, and here still he has a tremendous compassion. In spite of anything, I am ready to help the soul, whatever happens. That is the kind of compassion and courage he has. That my motive is clear. I want to help this soul to elevate his consciousness. He sees that an opportunity. He didn't think that, okay, just he will be one of my disciples, Srila Vyasadeva, and everyone will know that, okay, just see how many great disciples Srila Narad Muni has. He didn't have that kind of agenda. He is beyond all that. He had transcended all these kind of things. In his previous life only he had transcended. What to speak of this life? And he was very compassionate, and how he transformed the heart of Srila Narad, Srila Vyasadeva, is very, very important. First of all, he explained that what you have given, he cleared that misconception of the bodily conception of life very nicely, in a very cultured way. He didn't tell him that what you have written, this is all nonsense, bogus. What you have written is completely bogus. He was very clear, very, very nicely explained that. And he explained that that literature, which, of course, it was quite strong actually. He explained that that literature which does not glorify the Supreme Lord is a place of pilgrimage for gurus. That Vyasam Tirtham. It is a big jolt, in fact, for if we can see that Vyasadeva, we may think that, oh, what is this? That you are telling that what I have written is just a mundane literature. And he could have defended, no, I don't want to accept you as my spiritual mother. I will preach in my own way. No, he also agreed. He understood that, yes. My confusion has to get over. And the next verse, what Shri Narada Muni says is, Tadvaga visargo janata vipulo. Yasmin prati shlokam abadhyavatyapi. Namanti ananta yashom kinani. Shrunvanti gayanti grunanti sadhava. Such important words he spoke. And Srila Prabhupada also, we can see that he, in his beginning of Bhagavatam, in the foreword itself, he writes that I may be insignificant, there may be so many deficiencies in my writing, frailties in my writing. This, I have taken this task of translating Srimad Bhagavatam, and there may be so many deficiencies. But what is my faith? On what faith I am writing this? This is the verse he quotes. Sadvaga visargo janata vipulo. That this literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, even it is imperfectly written or sung, glorified, it has a power to create viplava, revolution. Even we may be imperfect, but we have faith in Srimad Bhagavatam. That has a power to change the hearts of other people. Even we may not be perfect. Srila Prabhupada many times says that I am not perfect. But what is my qualification? That I am just simply repeating the words of my spiritual master. So, Srimad, he had tremendous faith in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he took this tremendous big task of translation because he knew that this is the literature which will transform the hearts of people. And Sri Narad Muni, he has recited this verse the first time. You can imagine what kind of impact it had on Narad Muni, Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva, he heard that, yes, this is what is the solution. Srila Narad Muni is giving me a mission. He is giving me a mission to write in a different way. To write a devotional literature. To extract from various incidents in the histories, and give that devotional element of devotion, how devotees have transcended or how they have perfected their lives. That is what is needed. And he could understand, yeah, this is what is expected from me. This is what I am lacking. And of course, after speaking that, then afterwards Srila Narada Muni comes to this stage. And then he tells his own example. Just to confirm that it is not a theoretical understanding I am speaking. Because this Bhagavat has such a power. It has affected my life. In my previous life, he goes back to his previous life. In previous life, what had happened to, in fact, two lives before Srila Prabhupada also later on in Srimad Bhagavatam, it comes that he was Upabharan, Gandharva, in his, before he was son of maid servant. Some other, he was cursed and he became the son of a maid servant. But still we can, if we connect these three lives of Srila Narada Muni, we will see that how devotional service is so powerful. We may not be able to perfect in one life. If we perfect, it's great. But we should have complete faith in the process of this devotional service. That it may take lifetimes to perfect. We should try in one lifetime, but we have to pay the price also. It's not easy. We should be ready to get rid of all the anarthas and depend on the supreme mercy of the Lord. And what is the supreme mercy of the Lord? Narad Muni experienced that in his previous life. Supreme mercy is not easy. Mercy is easy, but supreme mercy is not easy. And Lord Krishna, I think in the 88th chapter of Krishna book, there is a discussion between Narad Muni and Yudhishthir Maharaj. So that time Krishna and I think Yudhishthir Maharaj and Lord Krishna. So Krishna explains that what is my supreme mercy? And he explains that yasyaham anugrunnami harishe tadhanam shane. Is it easy? How many feel that it is easy? Yasyam anugrunnami. When I show my special mercy on somebody, I take away everything from him. It may be easy to speak, but when it comes to that stage, it's very difficult, very, very painful. We saw the drama, right? Sega of Avanti Brahmana. What happened to him? He was a very wealthy person and so much wealth, and but somehow he started losing. Destiny, karma, and of course, when the Supreme Lord wants to take away everything from somebody, we cannot stop. We cannot do anything. Prabhupada also says that if God wants to take away from you, what is your power to resist, to stop that? And when God wants to give you something, how much you can hold it? So that is the power of the Supreme Lord. He is Shaktiman. We want some Shakti, right? Give me some power. But he is Shaktiman. He is offering himself. You take me. But we say, no, give me little Shakti. Give me little power. So, Narad Muni experienced that supreme mercy. And Srila Prabhupada explains in that chapter that Krishna's supreme mercy comes in two forms. Supreme mercy also comes in two forms. First stage is Lord takes away everything from that soul, that person. All his wealth, health, everything is taken away. He becomes completely poverty stricken. And second stage of that mercy is that all the relatives they live in, nobody wants to be with that such a person. That's really painful, right? Sometimes we may lose and there are other relatives and other people to help to again get established and stabilized in the life. But when nobody is there around you, you are totally alone, then what can we do? We are totally alone. Nobody is there to help. Everyone is shouting, insulting and giving bad words. It's very, very painful. But still in that stage, Supreme Lord does not leave that soul. Supreme Lord is always accompanying each and every soul as Paramatma is every time ready to help. And when that awakening comes that yes, Supreme Lord is with me, I don't have to worry. Then whatever may happen, whoever may speak anything, bad words or insult, or then one doesn't worry about it. But that kind of mercy is not easy. Krishna also tests his devotees according to one's capacity. He will not test everyone like that. And Srila Narad Muni, he had that kind of, he went through that kind of phase in his life. And at what age? When he was 5 years of his age. That's really a really tough thing to handle, right? Suddenly he was like dependent only on his mother, and mother also died, and he was left alone. So what can he do, right? But somehow there he gathered that courage. He remained positive. He had heard from Mahabhagavatas whom he had served. He had taken their Mahaprasad. They had blessed him. They had initiated him. So he had that kind of, he had received that devotional seed of devotion. Now it was a time to practice Krishna consciousness. In that situation, when there is nobody around you, you are alone, you are left alone. And he begins his journey. It's very difficult, right? And when this happened, in the previous day of Brahma. In the previous day of Brahma. And he remembered everything. How? Because, of course, he is a pure soul. He remembered everything. How he went through various hills and mountains, fields. He met so many types of people. And finally, under a banyan tree, he started meditating. And through his meditation, he could see the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord manifested in front of him. To that child. He got darshan of the Supreme Lord. Can we imagine? Such a tremendous mercy he received. But what happened at that time? It was manifested for some time and again it unmanifested. Because the Supreme Lord is, he is supreme autocrat. He will decide when to manifest and unmanifest. We cannot force Lord Krishna to appear now in front of me immediately. We cannot do that. We are not on that level. When Krishna decides that yes, this soul needs little bit of my mercy. He needs some encouragement at this stage. There is nobody. Jiska koi nahi. There is some, I don't want to go too much into that. But there is some element of truth in that. People also, materially they come to that level. That koi to hai upar. Who looks after everyone. So, God is there. Everyone. He looks after everyone. If we have that complete faith, he will take care. So, he got that darshan and again he unmanifested. And then again he was restless. Oh, why God is not revealing to me? Sometimes we want that God to be always present with us, like trying to help every step. But he's Lord, he's supreme autocrat. He will decide when to manifest and not to manifest. We should have that complete faith that at least God has manifested in our life once. At least he has brought us to this path, right? So he has shown his mercy. You should have that faith. And sometimes people also inquire that you are practicing for so many years. Have you seen God? Kuch to aapko ek chamatkar hua hoga. Kuch to aisa ek anubhav aap bataiye. Kuch to some experience you reveal that you got real experience of God. So God is giving that experience. In fact, every moment he is giving. Every day he is standing in front of us, giving his darshan, playing on his foot, accepting bhoga of pain. He's not just the statue there. He's actually standing there. Pratima nahi tumi, sakshat prajendra nanda. And if we sincerely pray, he will reciprocate with us. We should have complete faith. If we pray for devotional service, and with sincere heart, he will give so much service. Right? Sometimes you are not able to handle too many services. But he is abundantly giving a lot, in fact. We should have complete faith.
So
Srila Narad Muni, he went through that phase. Lord manifested for some time, unmanifested again. And through the sound he was hearing, he was just hearing the sound. That, okay, he heard that Lord is speaking to him through this sound. And he heard that his service is not perfect in this life. And this much darshan is enough in this life. This much faith or this much encouragement is sufficient. And next life, of course, we know that what happened. So when our services are not complete, we cannot expect that we will go back home, back to God. We have to complete all the services. We have to complete the process. And when the Supreme Lord decides that now, okay, you are pass all the tests, you are ready to come back, then He will open that door. We cannot barge into the kingdom of God. We should have complete faith. It may take one lifetime, 10 lifetimes, 100 lifetimes. When Mukunda was told that he will take millions of lifetimes, he was ready. He was happily chanting, dancing, jubilantly. He accepted that. And because he accepted that, he got perfection. So, here we can see that Narad Muni had, he is interacting with Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva also accepted in a very positive way. He allowed to elevate his consciousness. He could have said that, no, I don't want to accept further, and you go back, I will write my other books. But he understood that this is a need. This is a need in the society. For the people of Kali Yuga, I should write Srimad Bhagavatam. He took that task and he wrote. And he gave so much devotional incidents, incarnations of Lord, solution for the Kali Yuga. What is ultimately at the end, he writes that ultimately what is the solution? Chanting the holy name. Chanting the holy name is Kale Dosha Nidhe Rajan Asti Ekam Mahandam Kirtana Deva Krishna Se Mukta Sangha Parambar. That's how he gave the solution also, that it's an ocean of fall. You will see falls everywhere. As Kali Yuga is increasing more and more, we will see that how people are suffering. Outside they are suffering, inside they are suffering. But what is the hope? Chanting the holy name, taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the hope. We should have complete faith in that. And then that was a transformation for Vyasadeva. He became devotee. And at this stage, from his knowledge aspect, he came to the devotional aspect. Devotional literatures he wrote. And the second example I was meditating was the Arjuna and Krishna. Arjuna had strength, but at that time he was bewildered. He lost all his strength. And Krishna had to tell Bhagavad Gita. He made instrument. When he saw that Arjuna is surrendering to me, that time he revealed Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna also had fought so many wars. He had a lot of strength. But at that time he was in a bewildered state. And Srila Prabhupada also tells that the whole material world is a source of perplexity. It makes us bewildered. And we need to take shelter of the Lord. Take shelter of the spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master. Then our anxieties will be over. His instructions we should sincerely follow in our lives. And third example, I was thinking that in the life of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada also, when he met his spiritual master first time, he was into the freedom movement, freedom fighter. We should get the independence first. Nationalistic thoughts. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj, at that time, when the India was under the subjugation of British rule, he went to the deeper issues of the problems. He understood, he knew that what is the problem in the society? Lack of Krishna consciousness. People are not sufficiently Krishna conscious. Therefore, all these problems are manifesting at the physical level, at the mental level, at the intellectual level, at the national level. All these problems are manifesting because people are not Krishna conscious. And Srila Prabhupada also at that time, he could have said, no, I am not convinced. What will happen? First we should get freedom. Then we can talk about all this spirituality and all. But then he go more deeper and he understood that yes, what he is speaking is truth. That is a transformation moment. That is a moment of transformation. Sometimes there are discussions and battles and all that. Sometimes we don't accept each other's views. But sometimes we get some glimpse that yes, what he's speaking is proper. But sometimes our mind, ego doesn't allow. Even sometimes we may argue with our guru that this is better. So, an earlier time when somebody is defeated in a philosophical argument, they used to accept him as guru. But in today's time it is forgotten. Nobody accepts anybody as guru. They have their own views. So these three incidents I see, that when Srila Prabhupada also accepted Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj, he understood that yes, what he is speaking is correct. Krishna consciousness is an urgency. It is an urgency. It has to be explored, it has to be given to all the society. And Srila Prabhupada, at that time he was a grihastha. He had his family, his business, but he kept that instruction as a top order on his head. This is what my guru is expecting from me. You are an educated young man, you go to the West and give the message of Lord Chaitanya. He understood that it's not a small instruction. And how to fulfill that instruction? What he should have with him to spread the message? And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj had marked that he writes wonderfully. And he had told that whatever he writes, we should print. Because his writing is very powerful. And Srila Prabhupada took the task of translating Srimad Bhagavatam. What was given to, instruction was given to Srila Vyasadeva, what Vyasadeva wrote, the same thing, he took it forward. He understood that this is what is needed to the society. Original Bhagavatam people cannot understand, but I need to simplify it. And we know how much struggle he had to write Srimad Bhagavatam. And we can see that how much it is creating a big revolution in the society. And we have now Bhadra Purnima coming and we are distributing Bhagavatam, gifting Bhagavatam to each other. So this Bhagavatam culture needs to be spread more and more. That is the solution, that is the hope for Kali Yuga. So I would like to stop here. If anybody has any questions or comment, quick something, otherwise we'll stop. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna.